Okay, my friend, if you've been podcasting for any length of time at all, whether you are 5 episodes in or over 150 episodes in like me, have you ever seriously gone back and looked at your entire podcast as a whole? Like actually looked at it. I'm not talking about just the content. I'm talking about what's inside of the actual episode, the links that are in the show notes, the call to actions, all of it. Because here's the thing. I've been doing this since 2022. I am a podcast manager and a podcast strategist, and I help women launch their podcast. I help them grow their podcast. So I do all of the editing, uploading, scheduling. I also audit podcasts for a living. And I've built an entire framework around what I know works for female entrepreneurs who want a podcast to support their business. And I just finally went back and audited the very first 10 episodes of this very podcast that premiered on January 2nd, 2023. And my goodness, it was so cringy. Cringy is not even the word. It was also incredibly humbling. So if you've been avoiding going back and looking at your old episodes because you're either scared of what you'll find, or you simply think that your podcast is good to go, it's fine because the content is good, my friend, this is the episode for you. Make sure you are sat and tuned in. You are in the right place. You're listening to the Moms Who Podcast Show because you want to launch, grow, and make sales from a podcast that fits your life and your business, not one that's built on chasing ads, downloads, or sponsorships. And I'm your host, Pamela Krista. I'm a wife, I'm a mom of 5, and I'm a podcast manager and a podcast strategist, and I help women build podcasts that turn listeners into clients one episode at a time. Let's dive in. Before we jump in, if this episode makes you realize that you definitely need to audit your own show, but you don't know where to start and you don't want to do it alone, I want you to know about the Podcast to Clients Experience. It is my 3-month group coaching program where you get my full Podcast to Clients audit framework, weekly calls with me, and personal support as you go through your entire podcast and get it aligned with where your business is now. The link is in the show notes. Okay, my friend, I am so pumped to talk about this because it was incredibly eye-opening to audit my podcast from 3 years ago. And when I say, have you ever really looked at your show as a whole? I'm not talking about, you know, going back and like re-listening to every single episode. I'm talking about actually going back and looking at the podcast as a whole, meaning the links in the show notes, meaning the titles of the episodes. What did you actually say in the episodes? And I have my ways on doing this without re-listening to every single episode. So have you done any of that from a year or more ago? Because if you haven't, I hadn't either until now. And I knew that this was something that I needed to do. I have been working on my Podcast to Clients framework since August of 2025. And I have been working on that and also teaching it to my clients, but I hadn't yet taken the plunge and actually did this for myself. And I knew that with me building this group coaching program, I needed to actually go through it myself for not only like the process for the people who are going to be going through it as well, but because my show literally needed it to be audited, like it is very messy. And so I've been putting this off, right? I have 150 plus episodes on this podcast. And the Podcast to Clients framework that I'm working on has been taking up a lot of my time. And I am so excited to say that the program is officially launched. It is ready. You can literally join right now. It's very exciting. So I have all of the framework and I knew that I needed to go through it for myself. So I finally sat down and I audited my first 10 episodes from 2023. And oh my gosh, the irony in this, because I literally do this for a living, right? I help women launch their show. I help them grow it. I'm a podcast manager, and I'm really leaning into audits for my female entrepreneurs who have a podcast. And the framework that I built around this has been years in the making. And this very podcast, as beautiful as it is a mess, like an actual mess, okay? the cobbler's kids have no shoes, if you will. Okay, like for real. So let me just paint a picture for you. Okay, I'm going to be very transparent here and I'm going to let you know exactly what I found in the first 10 episodes. Okay, I found multiple competing calls to action in almost every single episode. So a call to action is an action that you are calling your listener to take, right? It is saying, hey, you're listening, you're here. This is the next step for you. Click this link, right? So I had multiple competing links in every single episode. Some episodes had 6 links, 7 links, 8 links. Where was I even sending people, right? Everywhere and nowhere at the same time. Dead links pointing to offers and freebies and communities that literally no longer exist. I had a retired lead magnet mentioned in the show notes that just literally led them nowhere. Like it's, you can't even get it anymore. I had episodes teaching a Facebook strategy when my community strategy is now focused on the school platform, right? And this is something that is not embarrassing. This is actually really normal, right? It's normal for you to start out with one email service provider and then pivot and move to a different one, right? Because either it's cheaper or maybe it's more expensive because you have evolved and grown and you need that more elaborate tool to help you do what you need to do in your business, right? And so our minds change, things are not always the same. And so it's normal that I had a Facebook group and I still have a Facebook group that's active to this very day, but it's not something that I'm going to be promoting because my community lives on school now. And so again, that part wasn't that embarrassing. It's like, okay, that's normal. That's warranted. That is almost expected, right? Like I've been doing this since 2022, right? So like it's normal, okay? I had an entire bonus episode that was nothing but a sales pitch for a program that no longer exists at a price point that no longer exists. And on top of it all, it was incredibly time sensitive. My old email address has been on every single episode so far. Oh, and I mentioned my old email address in the like spoken audio of the episode. I had episode numbers taking up prime title real estate that should have been used for keywords. So I have personally finally made the decision because I've been going back and forth with this for a really long time. I finally made the decision to remove numbers from my podcast episode titles. And I have a strategy in place for episodes where I mentioned other episodes and I named them by number. I have 2 episodes where I promised in the actual audio, I'll have a future episode about this. And mind you, again, this was 3 years ago. One of those topics, I absolutely know that I never covered that topic. And the other topic, I honestly have no idea if I recorded that or not, because I feel like I might have, but I have 147 more podcast episodes to go through. And because I don't remember, I'm just going to have to go through and see if I did record that episode. And that's actually something that I've done a lot, is I've said, oh, I got an episode coming about that. I'm going to record an episode about this. And I haven't done it. We should do in my school community, I'm going to do a poll actually. So if you're not in my school community, go over there, but I'm going to do a poll and I'm going to say, okay, let's play a game. How many episodes do you think that Pamela said she was going to record something but didn't? How many episodes does Pamela owe the Momsu podcast community? That's going to be funny. I'm personally guessing like at least 20, at least. That's my number. Okay. But here's the thing though. Some of these things were good, right? My content is solid, right? I've always believed in the content that I provided on this show. Now, did I make some questionable choices that we're going to get into later as I continue to audit my podcast? Yeah, of course. But the topics are still relevant. The heart behind every episode is there. And it's not like I need to re-record everything. The problem is not the content in the episodes. The problem is in the back end. And this is what I fully believe in. And this is exactly what I teach in my Podcast to Clients Experience group coaching program. Your podcast is evergreen. Somebody could find episode 2 of my podcast today in 2026 and listen to the episode and click the link in the show notes that goes absolutely nowhere. And when that happens, the listener is gone. Not because the episode itself was bad, not because the content inside of the episode wasn't valuable, but because the back end got broken somewhere and I never went back to fix it. I never went back to update it. And this is what happens to every single podcaster. Unless you have an incredible strategy for keeping track of all of your episodes, especially when you get to a point where you're 50 or more episodes in, if you don't have any type of strategy, one of my podcast management clients, I asked her right before we started working together, I said, okay, so what do you do for keeping track of your episodes? And she was like, what do you mean? And I was like, how do you keep track of the episodes that you publish every week? And she was like, I don't. I just use the calendar on my computer. And so she had no calendar. She had no planning system. She had no strategy behind the fact that she was literally just pulling up her calendar, picking a topic and recording. And don't get me wrong, podcasting is versatile. It's not one size fits all. And so everybody does things differently. That's the beauty of the world, right? That's the beauty of podcasting. But I truly believe that unless you have a locked in strategy for managing the internal strategy, the topics, what offer goes with that topic, and making sure that you follow up with things that you say you're going to do in those episodes, and making sure that there's no misalignment anywhere so that your listener gets what they came for, you are going to end up in a position where you need a podcast audit. And I truly believe that this happens to all of us because you don't even realize it, because you're not the one listening to episode 2 from 3 years ago. You're focused on what's next. And I want to digress a little bit because there's nothing wrong with posting content or publishing content and not looking back, you know, because at least it's out there. And that's like the most important thing, right? Because like if you don't get your content out there, then nobody's going to be able to listen to it or watch it, right? But I truly believe that podcasting is one of those things that you should have a handle on. And if you need to go back and edit or update something, you should be able to do that. You should go ahead and do that because it is going to benefit you in the long run. And so a conversation that I had this week stopped me in my tracks. I got a DM the other day from somebody in the Moms Who Podcast community, and she has been in my world for a little bit. She has over 200 episodes, so she's got more than I do. And she said to me, I've already updated my show name, I've updated my cover art, and so what if I don't want to update all of my old episodes? What would I walk away with? And when she said that, she's talking about the podcast of clients experience. And I had to pause on that one because it's such a valid question. And I was like, thank you for asking that. Like, thank you for asking that, because it's an objection that I know a lot of people are going to have. And when I did the first Fix My Podcast event, a lot of people walked away with thinking that they could just fix their show and they got what they needed and they were good to go, right? And I'm so happy that people left with like a lot of value. Like, that made me really proud. But I had to redo the Fix My Podcast event because it's not just about the external stuff. And that's what I am going to try to relay better in my content, which is why I'm recording this episode right now. And so this is what I told her when she asked me, I've already updated my show name and cover art, so what if I don't want to update all of my old episodes? What would I walk away with? And so I told her that updating your podcast name and your cover art is only one layer of it, right? And that's a layer that we don't even touch until later, okay? That's not the first thing that we do in podcast to clients. Everything that I teach is about what's behind the door first. The reason updating your backlog matters is not just for housekeeping. It's that people are finding those old episodes right now today. And when they listen, there's nothing there to catch them or move them forward. And that's the strategic work that most people want to skip. And so even if you go through my program, even if you have your future episodes locked and perfect and amazing, and my framework is embedded in your show, that's not going to hurt obviously, like that's going to help you, if anything, but people are still finding those older episodes. They're still finding those older episodes, and it's just valuable real estate. And it's almost like leaving money on the table. But I also told her that she would still walk away with a clear framework for every single episode she ever records from here on out. Every future episode would have a specific purpose, the phase that your listener is in, and a natural next step towards your offer. There would be no more guessing what to record or whether or not it's connected to your business. And beyond the episodes, you would have the full foundation of your podcast aligned and a clear path for what comes next. And beyond auditing your backlog of episodes, you would have the full foundation of your podcast aligned and then a clear path for all of the future episodes to come next. So whether that's building out a new lead magnet, a funnel, a summit, getting on YouTube, or going on a podcast tour, all of that becomes a lot easier when your foundation is solid. And this right here is why I'm so passionate about this. And this is why I created the Podcast to Clients experience. Not because podcasting is hard, but because the strategic layer underneath it, the listener journey, the calls to action, the titles, the show notes, that part requires intention. And most of us set it and forget it. We publish our podcast episodes and we move on. And then we wonder why our podcast isn't converting, or we wonder why I'm not making money from my podcast. And so here's what I'm doing about it. I'm not done with my podcast audit yet. I have 147 more episodes to go. Yes, 147 more episodes to go through. And I'm going through every single one of those. I'm fixing the calls to actions. I'm updating the show notes, removing dead links. And there's probably going to be some episodes that I end up removing. I'm going to be making sure that every single episode actually leads somewhere. And I'm going to keep sharing what I find as I go through this process. So if you want to follow along, make sure you are inside of my school community. Make sure that you're following the show, because that always helps. This is a top 2% show, and I hope to be a top 1% show by the end of the year. So again, I believe that every single podcaster needs this, okay? I'm not above this. Nobody is. If you've got more than 20, 30, 50 episodes, I promise you that there's stuff in there right now that needs to be fixed and updated. So again, I ask you, have you looked at your old episodes? When's the last time that you looked back and looked at your show notes from a year ago? When's the last time you clicked on your old links? When's the last time you listened to an older episode? And I don't mean, again, that you have to listen to every single one, but you need to ask yourself, does this still make sense for where my business is at right now? And if you haven't yet, this is your sign. And if you're scared of what you'll find, good. That means that you care. It means that you're growing. It means that your business has evolved, and now your podcast just needs to catch up. So your podcast is evergreen. Somebody can find an episode from years ago today and click a link. That goes nowhere. Most of us just set it and forget it. And I literally do this for a living. So if you've been avoiding auditing your own show, you are not alone. If you don't want to do this alone, know that you don't have to. The Podcast to Clients experience was built for exactly that, where I walk you through my full Podcast to Clients audit framework, whether you want to go back and fix your old episodes, or if you don't want to do that, you can just make sure that every single episode going forward has a purpose, a clear listener, and a natural next step towards your offer. That's what we do inside. The link is in the show notes. And I'll be sharing more of what I find as I go through the remaining 147 episodes of this podcast. All right, my friend, thanks for tuning in. As always, you're the best. I hope you have the most beautiful rest of your day, and I will talk to you in the next episode. Bye.